When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Chase.
And I'm Timothy.
And this is Customer Service.
Uncle Brando, we are back in this fucking room.
Yep.
We need one of those red lights.
I don't want the praise, but I will say, we get this podcast done, and it is difficult with our schedules.
It never, ever is just...
We got the time.
Well, we got
we might as well just sit and talk today.
It's like, okay, if we push this to here and do this today, I think we can get that.
If we can get somebody over here to handle orders, and so.
And just to be clear, I don't want anyone to hear that we don't like.
Love
we
it.
Love doing the podcast.
It's fun.
It's great. It's just a matter of like it is the amount of we did content all day yesterday. Mm-hmm. We did it the day before, and we're doing a little bit today so that we can catch up before we go to Japan, in which case we will go to Japan and then try to create content as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So
that's something on our docket today we could talk about, but
it has been a lot to try to get everything in before the week, but we're not complaining because we go to Japan and that's all. It's all fun.
Here's the thing, bro.
Good.
Yeah, that's the thing is like when you step away from it, it's like,
yeah,
we get to talk to each other in this room, and then we get to, I had said to one of the Discord guys, we went and got dinner or lunch with he and his wife last weekend, and I was like, oh yeah, you know, me and Brando got to go back to Tokyo, and he goes, oh, I have to go back to Japan. It's like, we're really fucking lucky.
No, I've always
there's a lot of work.
Yeah. Luckily, all of our work is fun. It's more that like there are not enough hours in a day to do everything I want and need to do.
Yeah.
Is the reality.
Yeah.
Which is okay. That's just,
it's all good.
I'd rather be busy than not busy. So what are you gonna do?
But hey, anything else happen in your life? Anything new? Anything you're trying to do tomorrow? Because tomorrow's our last day, kind of stateside for a little bit.
Yeah, I get really, I don't know how you feel, but like it doesn't matter if I'm going just to like home, like, you know, just a little quick 2-3 hour flight, or I'm going overseas. The anxiety that I get is the exact same before traveling always. And I've done this for eons, you know what I mean? Like, this is not new to me. In fact, I'm probably traveling less than I used to.
Yeah.
But I still get like really like itchy, you know what I mean? Before, and it's like, oh, there's so much to do, and I overwhelm myself, and I told you when you were like, oh, are you gonna have to like pack tomorrow? It's like, yeah, but it takes me under 40 minutes to pack. Like all my stuff is in the same areas it's always in, and I don't need that many things to operate. I need pretty much a laptop, phone charger, and my phone, and a couple things of clothes, and that's all I use in a day.
Yeah.
So it's like relatively easy for me. It's like, that isn't the stressful part, because it'll be done in no time. It's the like, did I cross all the T's and dot all the I's? You know what I mean? So that stresses me out.
Yeah, I agree.
So
I'm
anxious.
I'm a little anxious as well. I just want to, again, last time I traveled like shit, and I know the things I'm going to do differently this time, you know?
I think also that I'm fine. I think I'm a good traveler. I'm pretty organized, and I don't, the stuff that people normally stress out about, I don't. But there is one, I think that's why I'm always able to sleep on planes, because once I'm on there, it's like, I've accomplished the task. I have X amount
rest.
Of time where I can't do anything. I got my hands tied, and then I got to start moving once I hit the ground.
Yeah.
So it'll just like, I just pass out. You know what I mean? At that point, because I've been so like anxious up to it. I think that's why I don't really have any problems once I've started traveling.
Yeah, once you're rolling.
It's just all the lead up to things. And I don't know about you, but like, I think for a lot of like personal stuff that's happened this year, but then just with work being busy in the first half, like the first quarter of our year was busy, which is, you know,
great for Q1, to be honest with you.
Yeah. But it's like, I feel like I've had no regular schedule at all. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? For 3 months now. Like, I just haven't been able to like line up like 2 weeks in a row that kind of look the same.
Yeah.
It's been, and I don't know if other people struggle with that, but I struggle with like being out of routine. So it's like, it's been sort of not bad, but I get like, I don't know. I think that between that and, you know, just life, you just get like, but normally I would say that around this time of year, once the weather starts getting good, once travel and the buying is behind us and we're kind of like doing more normal stuff, and it gets chill for a little while. So that's why I always say, like, my busy times are so weird compared to other people's busy times. So it'll be nice to sort of like get back from Japan and also like settle back into like hopefully a normal routine.
Yeah.
So looking forward to like being bored. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel you.
Because I don't know. I don't know about you, but like I can't do like my normal, like the things I like to do. I struggle with when I'm out of like routine. Like whereas like normally I'll like set aside time to play music or listen to music or do like take walks and do the things I like to do, and like for like my own mental health. And when I'm out of phase, I just can't get any of that stuff done. So like I can't balance. You know what I mean? I feel like the pH is off.
Yeah, yeah.
So I gotta like regulate a little
bit. Well, we'll get on top of it.
It's the same annually. You know what I mean? But I always get out of whack this time of year. I feel like other people do too.
Yeah.
But so it's not unique, but I'm feeling a little anxious. But other than that, good. Looking forward to going to Japan.
I'm stoked to pack, I'm not gonna lie. We're doing that tonight. I'm gonna do a little fashion show with Michan. pick out what I'm gonna wear, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. So really, really looking forward to it. But fashion show at lunch.
So it'll be. What's your themes for your looks,
buddy? I'll tell you right now,
Chase.
It's green pants, blue jacket, more or less. Yeah. Literally my cat Boro, the Orslo French blue chore coat, and then the Cottle blue chore coat as well. Mm-hmm. That's probably it. With either a shirt. A white t-shirt or a work shirt underneath, all of those.
I'm thinking like Birkenstocks, old jeans, and La Mer or Orlee. So I gotta like...
I think that'll work.
I gotta put those together in some that I've put them together before.
Yeah.
So it's like, I guess that's kind of what I mean. Is like, I don't know what I ever get stressed with. It's like the same thing. I live in parameters.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it should be an easy little...
Yeah, you're not reinventing the wheel at all.
No. When actually, I will say the closet purges I've done and then the reorienting has been great. Like less choices, but only having things you love is the way to go.
So sick.
You know what I mean? It's just like, you're like, there's nothing I don't like in here. I can pair it together 100 different ways. Mm-hmm. It's not about not liking it, but you know, when something's been sitting there for a while, you're like, I'm uninspired by this thing I've had for
a long time. Agree.
You know what I mean? I don't get excited to wear things.
Yeah.
I've been thinking a lot about what it means, especially as I get older, like what it means to, in your head, how you look in clothes versus how you feel in clothes. Do you understand what I mean? Because maybe sometimes you're like, I love the way those pants feel and I love the way they look and I love the way this jacket looks and feels and everything. And those all, like, when I don't look in a mirror, I'm like, I love all this. I would put this on somebody else. And then sometimes you look at yourself and, you know, because you're everyone's a harsh critic of themselves. You're like, none of this looks right. And I'm like, what do I care about that? Like, because I've made that up. It's in my own insecurities, likely talking, you know what I'm saying? And then I'll make up some random rule that, like, I shouldn't look like that. And you're like, yeah, but I feel good in all of it.
Yeah.
So what do you care? I think that I've been trying to shift the thing of, like, I just love the clothes. I love the way they feel.
Yeah.
They fit right. Who cares how you put them together then? Like, if you like all the things and you're excited to put it on and you're excited about the way you feel in it, then it shouldn't matter about how the way you look in it all the time too. Unless it's like, obviously, things that are too tight, but that would be kind of out of the question, or like, you know what I mean? Like that don't fit, because that would feel wrong.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think sometimes the problem is you'll get like, or at least in my head, it's like you'll get inspired by something and say, oh, that's the look I'm going for. And then when you put it all together and you look, you're like, well, that's not a mirror image of what I was thinking.
I agree. Yeah.
So I'll decide it's not good. And you're like, well, that's you're doing a whole different thing. You got to look at it that way.
Yeah.
It's like a weird perspective change that I'm trying to have as I get older with clothes, of being more like, I just love the way I feel and all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. And I love those individual things. And if I truly believe in eclecticism, like I say I do, then that should work out. And then my style should bleed through a little bit more.
I try to find a marriage of both, though. Yeah. I need it.
I think
century-wise.
I think it's probably just a like getting older thing, though. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Of like, you know, it's either the way you perceive yourself or how you want to present or whatever it is. And I don't know. I'm just trying to get away from. I'm trying to. The ego death is trying to happen. You know, I think of it like, who cares? I want to feel the way I want to feel, and it shouldn't matter at all if I care if somebody else thinks that, because no one else went, oh, I know the image he was drawing from, and that is not quite right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean? Nobody fucking cares.
Yeah. He didn't look like a 120-pound girl that he saw wearing loose clothes. And it's like, well, who cares? I feel good in it, and I like all the stuff, so what do I care if it's not a one-for-one? It doesn't matter. No one's drawing those conclusions. Yeah. I'm drawing those conclusions, you know? So it's like, I think, I don't know, I've been thinking about it a lot lately of like how I perceive clothing in my closet and how I feel in clothes as opposed to just being like, I want to look like X.
Yeah.
So, but it's a weird thing to grapple with.
I completely agree.
I like these challenges in life though, for some reason. Like these are exciting to me. I'm going, oh, I have to like rethink about something I've thought about 100 times.
Yeah, but then you often come out of that feeling more comfortable. You've done the mental gymnastics, you've played the game, and you now know how to set yourself up for success. So you don't feel uncomfortable all day.
I wonder if sometimes, obviously, I don't think either of us think too much of ourselves. That's probably the opposite. But we have to do a bunch of videos, and we have to talk confidently about what we're talking about in videos or podcasts or whatever it is, or, you know, writing it even. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if people think, oh, like, they've got it all figured out. And you're like, no, we're just like you. We don't have it figured out either. Maybe we just know more about the clothes because we work. We've made them a job and a hobby.
Yeah, exactly.
But other than that, like, it's all the same shit.
It's second nature for us to talk about. Yeah. We're going to put this because of it's longer, because I like the gusset or whatever it is.
Sure, it's second nature.
We've been doing it for 7, going on 8 years. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But I would reckon that I think people think that we've got it all figured out. But again, to echo your sentiment, we don't. We're all the things that you struggle with when you're getting ready in the morning, I feel the same way. Mm-hmm. Our listener, like, I would love to know. I would love to meet somebody who does have it figured out. And honestly, I think the figuring out is you just don't care that much.
I think the only people that have it figured out are exactly that. It's either you've done it for so long and you've thought about it so much and you've configured and reconfigured so many times that you've just landed on this is me, you know? And the other version is someone who's never put any thought into it at all, and they just effortlessly, because some people just are gifted with that effort. Mm-hmm. And then they have some other issue, you know, I'm sure.
Yeah,
because everyone's the same at the roots. But
yeah.
I do wonder that sometimes if everyone's like, oh, they know how to put it together. They know all the stuff. They have access to all that stuff. I'm like, yeah, we do, and we're still grappling with
silly
stuff, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we're all the same, you know. Yeah. We're all the same animal at the end of the day.
Yeah.
What about anything else going on before we?
Well, I'm getting Pizza Hut tonight, so I'd like to just.
Oh Jesus!
I just wanted to throw that in there for you. Yeah, I just wanted to throw that in there for you. No, man, I'm excited. I got a lot of like little things that I want to do while we're gone. I think I'm going to read a little bit on the plane. A little bit of...
What are you reading?
I want to read this book that Michan's reading. It's... Oh, fuck. I'm not going to think of the name. It's the same author of the person who did The Martian, that like Matt Damon movie. I think it's Matt Damon.
Are you listening to it or are you reading it?
No, I'm going to read it. Now, I do want to report back on that note too. I'm excited to read. I have found I don't think I'm an audiobook guy. I don't think... It's a type of listening that I can't do unless I'm doing nothing else.
Yeah.
I can listen to my murder podcast packing orders. I can do whatever. I can take in a conversation. An audiobook is it's activating a different part of my brain. And I'm only chapter 4 in, and I'll listen to it on my way in or home, you know? And the amount of times that I've been like, fuck, I zoned out. Didn't take in a single iota of that information.
Yeah.
Audiobooks are hard for me, I'm finding. So I got to read.
I'm worried right now is normally I get a lot of movie watching done, but I've gotten a lot of movie watching done.
Yeah,
you have been
watching a lot of movies.
So I don't know that I'm going to – I mean, this is – I think that honestly last week was the first time I haven't gone to the movies all year.
Yeah.
So
it's crazy.
Or even watched a movie at home because I just haven't really had the time.
Yeah.
So I worry that there's nothing in there that I'm going to be hyped to watch. And I got – usually I'm like 12 hours. That's like, I'm going to bang out 4 movies, no problem.
Yeah.
You know? Now I don't know. So, so we'll see. I don't know. That's normally what I would do. So I don't know what I'm going to do instead. I might work on some music stuff I've been meaning to do.
Nice.
I can kind of do that on the plane and the laptop pretty easy.
Yeah.
So maybe that.
Yeah. That sounds fun.
Yeah, I need to read something, but I just haven't, nothing's grabbed me lately. I don't know why, but I'm not, it just means I'm not doing the work to find stuff. So I got to do that.
Yeah. 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 So maybe I'll bring my fruit book and finally finish it on the trip. We'll see.
There you go.
Yeah.
Nothing. I mean, the amount that you slept on the plane, I can only imagine what a fruit book would do to me. I'd be asleep in no time, but
yeah.
Yeah.
I will say something that I've learned from last, I'm going to share a couple things that I learned from traveling that I'm going to change this time. First and foremost, I got a problem with the word free. And we're flying business class, and that means drinks are free. And so in my mind, it's like, I have to capitalize on this. What the fuck are we, you know? Yeah. So we started the last international trip. I think me and you both got like a whiskey and Coke or something. You know what I mean?
I'll do something like that now and then.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah. That sounds fun to me. Had that one. Fellow behind me ordered a Korean beer. Had that one. Next thing you know, 45 minutes later, I'm hungover, feeling like shit. 2.5 hours into a 14-hour flight or whatever it was. So I know better. I'm going to maybe have a drink or maybe not, depending on the time that they serve it. That's one thing
I
learned.
I'm so focused on like not – ever since I had that weird infection, I'm so focused on not being ill that I'm going to just like try to – I just want water, dude. I just mm-hmm. want water. Don't worry. I already found us two juice and smoothie places in Japan. So we can,
beautiful. There's somebody recommended a specific
one,
too.
Yeah, I got
great,
that one.
Great, great,
shout
yeah.
out. I forget – you're gonna know better than
I'm not gonna know how to pronounce the
okay
the name.
Well yeah. yeah whoever yeah. I
the handle I don't know is the, I'm yeah. not sure how to pronounce it yeah. but thank homie you for though. Sharing yeah. that big homie sent over a lot of stuff
yeah
made some
I got,
connections
I
for
I,
us,
I got so. A couple I got a couple nice healthy options for us to balance us out.
I'm so into it, dude.
Yeah.
I'm so into it. One more thing I've learned that I'm gonna change is it gets colder than fuck when you're up that high over
God,
the
so
I'm wearing
bad.
My long johns, bro. Because I'm telling you, last time I was like, if I, two things. One, I'm not going to pack my overnight bag stuff to the brim so it won't fit under the thing. I'm going to bring my little Snow Peak tote. Whatever doesn't fit in that is not going to be, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it goes nice. I can have my legs extended, all good, and I'm going to wear my long johns. It's too fucking cold. I have that. I'm probably anemic or something. I have some deficiency because I cannot retain heat, dude. I was shivering for the entire time home.
I don't have that problem. I feel like I'm pretty regulated there, and it was very cold the whole
yeah.
time. And my dumb ass went and put shorts on, thinking like I put my little running shorts on. I thought that'll be comfortable.
Uh-huh.
And I get back, and like the whole time I'm like, my legs are freezing.
Yeah,
and I couldn't. That stupid little blankets that don't do anything, you know.
But then you see like a corn-fed blue collar fella in like a little t-shirt and a pair of jeans or something, and it's like
fucking cargo shorts and a who farted shirt. Yeah. and it's just like he's fine.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. But
he's living different than we are.
Though. I'm happy you have some healthier options. That interests me. I'd love to go get just a nice little juice. And then, but I am going to say when we land, we get settled in. First thing I want to do that night before we go to bed, I'd like to go visit Family Mart. I'd like to get my little sandwiches, my little onigiris I want to have in the morning. Because the sleeping is so fucked up. I often would wake up 4:35 Japan time. And we mill around for 3 hours in the room. So I'm just going to have my little snacks and watch Japanese TV
early, you
know? And shit. Oh, yeah, they don't.
I don't know how to regulate it because I somehow did it perfect last time to where when we got there, I slept and then I was like on Japan time.
No, we were pretty good.
I got up early, but I get up early, dude. Yeah. So that's just me getting up at 5 or 6 is pretty much when I get up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that didn't bother me. But when I got home, I had a week of I would come home. I'd be fine all day at work, and then I would get home, and I would be so tired that I couldn't help it. And I'm not—I don't take naps or anything. And I would fall asleep on the couch or something, trying desperately not to.
Yeah.
And I'd fall asleep for 40 minutes, and then I couldn't sleep all night.
Yeah.
And it was just—and it was a week at least of me doing it. So I think God, I can't do that again.
Yeah, I think we're gonna be good. I think it's gonna work out again because we're leaving America at 9 a.m. more or less. And then we get to Japan.
Oh, it's funny you're saying leaving America.
USA. Yeah. But then we get to Japan mid to late afternoon. I think if we can sleep on the plane a little bit, we get there, settle in, we can maybe go get a little bite to eat, mill around our immediate neighborhood, and then we're going to be pretty tired. I think we're going to be able to fall asleep at nighttime in Japan, no problem. Mm-hmm. I'm anticipating that.
Some of the best time, I have these like, if you were to, I don't know how to like express it exactly, but like, places or times where I felt very comfortable and safe. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And one of them is anytime I'm on a plane when it's the nighttime at the plane, when they've stopped serving anything, the lights go out, a lot of people are asleep and I'm not, and I'm watching a movie, I'm like, I feel good right now.
Yeah,
it's kind of like when you fall asleep in your room when you're a kid, but your parents are still up watching TV, and you're like, I feel good. Somebody's keeping a watch out.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah.
The other room lights are still on outside.
Yeah.
I feel good then.
Yeah.
So I like that. Abby doesn't like that I do this, but I will try to pretend I'm like going to the bathroom and stuff, and then I just go to bed early and she's still watching TV or something. So I don't coordinate it, you know. We've never been big like bed at the same time kind of people, but I like if somebody's still up doing something and I can go to bed, I'll fall asleep so fast.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, you and I both agree. I would have no problem like you falling asleep on the couch here middle of the workday if everybody else is milling around music. I like that.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I like one of my favorite things is like, you know, you go over to like a family's house, a family member's house for like Thanksgiving or something, eat the food and everybody's milling around chatting. Favorite place is to just fall asleep on the floor right there. And I love it.
Yeah.
Just knowing people are around. I'm with you.
There's something about, it's like what the type of sleep I get when that's going on is like, I could sink to the core of the earth.
It's there's something primal about it. It's that we feel safe because our herd is protecting us kind of thing.
Probably.
Something like that. But
yeah.
Cool. I'm excited to see what they serve as the on-flight meals because I usually think they're stellar.
I know normally we do not agree on food things, but
you like it
too. We like a lot of the same things, I guess. But I love because it's all compartmentalized in a way that I really like. Like it's like pre-portioned and little,
and then you're done. You package it all up. They take it and it's gone.
I love not knowing what it is too. This is the opposite of you here. This is where we diverge. But like I love like not knowing and then it being like they're just like. Chicken, fish, or vegetarian? You're like, chicken? And then it's like, what is it? You know?
Yeah,
and then they bring it and you're like, weird.
Yeah.
And I just
usually
like,
comes with a little yogurt, comes with a little ice cream or something, you know, depending on the meal.
Yeah.
Fun.
It's fun.
I agree.
I've said this before, and I know it's not the healthiest thing I say, but like, I love packaged foods too. So I love that it comes all in a little.
Yeah. That's why, segueing into a new thing, this could be my topic for the day is meal prep. Me and Michelle have been heavy on it, bro.
This is something he just discovered because he's living 20 years before everyone else.
We've been formerly, if I were to bring food for lunch, it was leftovers from what we had the night before at most. Mm-hmm. We've been intentionally making meals, primarily Michelle. I'm going to give her full props for that. Give her flowers there. And prepping them in this night. And then I come here and then, you know, one or two comes around. I'm like, fuck, I've got a whole meal to eat. I don't have to go over to Lolita's and eat the same shitty little burrito that I've been eating for 7 years or whatever. Blows my mind. I'm all in on meal prep.
Yeah, at some point there will be burnout with it and then you have to like not do it for a while and then start over.
Yeah.
Like, that's always what happens. You'll be like really good about it for a certain amount of time and then be like, I cannot keep doing this.
Yeah.
Because it's hard to think of new things and all that. But it does. It's great when you do it.
Love it, dude. Typically it's a little vegetable, a little couscous, maybe a little
bit of
chicken.
I want to get into a situation where we cook once a week and then not anymore, and which we've been doing, which is like you do like a Sunday where you cook a bunch of different shit and then you kind of put it all away and then you just bring it out little by little. That's better because then you don't have to. I don't like weekday cooking. I really hate it.
I agree with you because oftentimes, you know, and also the shop close at 6. We leave here at 6, between 6 and 6:20 every night, typically closer to 6:20. Get home 7. Sun is up a little later, but I don't want to fuck around when I get home. I just want to like chill. I either want to mess with the plants or play video games or just immediately start watching a show or even just like we just mill around in our yard lately. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But so yeah. Meal prep. Loving it.
He's loving it. Okay. What else? You got anything else on the agenda here?
Well, tomorrow we did find out. It's exciting because it's going to save us a lot of money, but it's a lot of work right before we go. But Longmont tomorrow is Monday, so I have to do the works tomorrow. We have an incredible amount of yard waste, an incredible amount. The previous guy that lived in our situation had like a very bad back injury, so apparently he never really like cleaned anything up. So we've cleaned the whole property, and we have so much yard waste. Longmont will come and pick it up for free on Monday, but I got to break it all down and drag it out to the front yard in a tarp and do a whole situation. So that's what I'll be doing Saturday all day.
This is the this is what you come here for, this type of content, where Chase walks you through free yard waste pickup day.
I'm so stoked that it's free. We were literally like, fuck it, we're going to spend the $500. We're going to pay some kid in a reggae band with a sun hat to come pick up our yard waste, and he's going to make a killing off of it. But it's free. Just got to put in the labor, so... That's what I'll be doing.
Well, that's fun. I don't know. Tomorrow, I have like a bunch. Saturdays are like, we got to do a bunch.
You guys go out and about?
We got to do like GS. Well, she's got dance class, and she's like hanging out with a friend and all the stuff that you got to do, nice. Which is all good. But I think other than that, I'm good. I'm probably just going to try to like mellow out a little bit before we go.
With Gia, you guys are in the place that my mom lived perpetually, which is she has school, you have work, but then there's... dozens of
ice
other
skating,
obligations.
Gymnastics,
dance
class, hanging out with friends, doing organizing with the nanny. She's like booked.
Booked. Yeah.
So we got stuff, but it's chill. It's not. I'm gonna try to keep it as mellow as possible so I don't get stressed.
Yeah, all good.
Yeah. So it'll be easy.
Yeah.
It'll be excited to get moving, and then we'll do all the content stuff we're going to do for everybody as we go.
Yeah.
I wish we were sitting next to each other. I'd love to pod on the plane.
That would be cool.
But I think it'd be the funniest way to pod. I'd love it. I'd love the idea of people seeing us doing it. I really liked it when people would watch us doing it in the airport.
Yeah.
And you could tell they're like, what the hell are these
Me
two
talking
nitwits
in my inside
doing?
Voice. I wasn't. Yeah. we could, in theory, if there's a way to do it via headphones, because technically, remember, you're sitting right ahead of me. We're not in the same row.
I hate that I'm ahead of you. I want to switch. I want to be behind.
You can. I don't care.
I need to be behind. I don't want you trying to look at what I'm doing.
I don't give a shit what you do. You can look at what I'm doing.
Me.
I'm going to be playing Mario or sleeping.
No, you will not. You will be sleeping.
I will be sleeping as much as I can.
You slept like a bear. Every time I looked over, I'm like, how is he asleep again?
I am going to buy a neck pillow.
I can't be seen with a neck pillow.
It's imperative. I have to have it.
You're going to be so, you're going to have that like inside of the hoodie. Mm-hmm. Looking like a kid, like a teenager who's traveling first class with his dad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. You're my dad.
Yeah. You've got the Air Max Pros on the outside of the hoodie, kind of listening to Travis Scott so loud.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah, that new Future record will be getting some play. Let's talk about this real quick. Yesterday in the Discord, I don't know how true this is. Are you familiar with like the head dent from wearing headphones? That's like a thing.
Oh, yeah.
They were saying like the weight of the Apple it will actually like press your head down, but if you don't wear them,
I didn't. I the sound and design quality and everything on the AirPods
really
Pro
crisp?
Max, whatever the hell. Yeah, well, yeah, it's really good. Mm-hmm. It's really good, but like, I don't love an over-the-ear headphone. I think at the end of the day, like, and the only ones I like are the whatever they are, Sony ones that you
the studio
monitors,
the industry standard. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I like those for when I need to mix because they're like, there's no distortion for music. But other than that, I just like the AirPods Pro.
Yeah.
Regular, not with the little tip.
I'm
like
with
that
you,
tip.
Brother. I don't want
those
that shit.
Those are the ones.
Yeah.
I just like those. You know what I did invest in that I'm very excited about, though? It's a product I saw on Instagram, like how Facebook moms find things.
Mm-hmm.
It is, excuse me, a Bluetooth thing that you plug into the screen. You know, on the back of the headrest.
Oh, yes, you can use your AirPods for,
you can use the AirPods that way, so you don't have to use those ones that, like, literally feel like they're eviscerating the insides of my ears.
They might as well be spiky rose thorns.
They should have used that as medieval torture devices. I hate those things.
Yeah.
There's, like, no padding on them, and you're like, why did you guys do it this way? It feels like something you'd buy at, like, you know, like Radio Shack in 1984.
Yeah.
They're nightmares.
Yeah.
So I really wanted to get that arranged, and then I saw that, and I'm like, that's the move. If that works, it probably won't.
Yeah.
If it does happen, because the packaging it came in seemed dicey. Mm-hmm. But if it works, killer. A game changer for me personally.
Yeah.
So very excited to try that out. Probably sit there, click those buttons for an hour, and then be like, no, it doesn't work.
Have to go back.
bring over those gross ones.
Yeah, bring them back.
But we'll see. So I'm excited to try out some new tech.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get into kind of our topic for the day. A new feature that was suggested to us at some point by some, I don't remember who, as like a topic thing that we can kind of do a recurring thing. And it's kind of like a why you look bad in segment.
Yeah.
So we wanted to take on something. It's probably the one that I feel like we get asked the most about. And I'm sure that we've, you know, like touched on it in YouTube videos and stuff, but it's like why you look bad in baggy pants.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this trend has been kind of going on for a while now. I don't want to say it's hit the full mainstream, but it's definitely like we've seen it go from slim to tapered to straight to something in between, you know? And it's it. I don't want to say it's tough because I think that most of the toughness is mental because
it
you
is,
get
yeah.
so used to a certain thing and a certain silhouette and what you feel comfortable in that it's a lot more about just changing your perception than it is choosing the right thing. But I
Absolutely.
Think it's a mixture of both at the same time. Where do you? I mean, you've been a big adopter. Well, you're a big comfortable guy in clothes.
I'm a big comfortable guy, mm-hmm. and I've recently in the last year and a half. Tried to lean into a bigger pant. For instance, I sold off some of my EG fatigues this week from, you know, maybe two seasons ago. They just feel, when I put them on, they're a little slimmer than I want, even than past season's EG fatigue. So,
is it just the leg or is it
the taper.
Small overall?
Oh, it's okay. The taper, yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is fine. I think that they're flattering on a lot of people, but I feel like now, perception-wise, I have become more comfortable. For instance, I'm wearing those Frisenworks fatigues, the micro rip, yep. the CN military ones. Nice full all the way down. I like the ties because then it creates a nice proportion at the bottom, sits on top of the shoe nicely. That mm-hmm. That's a thing that I like. The Orslow six-pocket vintage cargos also do the same thing. I feel like I've adjusted perception-wise that my pants are fuller. So when I put on something a little slimmer with a taper or something, it's like all I can notice is like, oh, shit, these are so skinny compared to the top of my body. I figured out proportionally how I like the pants to fit when I feel like I've got my broad issues.
Well,
you know what I mean?
And I want you to continue on this thought thing. But I think the other thing I noticed to kind of touch on that is that I think people are much more willing to experiment on the top than on the bottom.
Yeah, I agree.
At least they're willing to ride the trend a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And I think that as like, use hoodies as the example. I mean, hoodies went from being like, I think they went from being like old reigning champ is an example where they were like, it's a thin body. It's a thinner
long.
Arm because before I think people were responding to not wanting that big bat wing, like you'd find on vintage stuff
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and being like, okay, so I just want it to have like a thinner arm, thinner body. So it just fits a little bit better. I wear it underneath things, blah, blah, blah. No good. I think those are still worth having around if you're, you know, doing layering and all that. Because it can be tough with like boxier things, especially to layer.
Yeah, for instance, I'm wearing my Viz hoodie today. It is hard to put this under things unless
it's
a quite roomy jacket.
Well, and I think that this is what I mean. I think that people, if you're just thinking about how most of us would consume a new trend, you're going to go top over bottom first. I think footwear is the first place people experiment. For some reason, I feel like they feel like you can kind of do anything there and it doesn't matter. You don't mm-hmm. have to change up anything to do. The second place, I think, is like, with basics, and I really mean like hoodies and sweatshirts and things like that, because it's lower cost. It's an item that's supposed to be comfortable, for example. So mm-hmm. going wide, mm-hmm. why not? You know what I mean? And the problem is then, like you're saying, to now accommodate those fitting underneath things, you need like a larger proportion jacket, or you get kind of used to that silhouette, more comfortable in it. You start gravitating towards that in outerwear.
Yeah.
And then if you don't update the pants, we're starting to look like a peanut M&M. You know what I mean?
Yes. And that's exactly what I'm saying.
And because it's just too much volume up top for the leg to not even out.
Yeah.
Like I think we just talked about this in a styling video, but like the number one thing I think about with clothing, I would say, is balancing.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying I'm perfect. I don't do the right thing all the time because I have my own proclivities, you know, or whatever. But like, it's like the wider you keep going up top, the looser you keep going. I actually have the same problem with like, not to change gears, but like hard versus soft clothing.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, because if those get pretty off balance, that starts to feel if I have a big ass heavy like denim jacket on it and then super flowy pants, I kind of feel awkward.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If the jacket doesn't have at least a similar drape and weight.
Yeah.
As
yeah.
The
no, I got you. I got
so,
you.
I think it's like that. It's like just going like, oh, okay. So I've been experimenting with this trend. I like it. I'm into it. I need to start adjusting so that I'm not so out of balance with all my clothes.
100%.
So I think that's kind of what I was touching on as you were going of being like, yeah, you need to balance it all out. And like a taper, even though that like, it looks good. I still think a tapered pant is great on most people. If you're not sure what to do, I'd say mm-hmm. start with a taper.
Yeah, slight taper, especially if you're shorter in stature.
Yeah.
Like that is going to be, in my opinion, typically the most flattering, quote unquote, pant you can put on your body. If you're just trying to find ways to dress within your body type, within, you know, your height or weight, whatever it is, a taper does generally look flattering on everybody.
Yeah.
perception wise for me and how I've looked in the mirror, and now that I've this accepted standard that I want to look like when I put my clothes on, the taper is not going to do it for me. I've got a lot of, my tees are a little bit bigger, my hoodies are big, jackets are big. It's how I feel comfortable in the clothes. Yep. So I need to have a fuller leg. So
I think that coming at it different than you, where you adopted that trend a lot faster than I did, in the sense that my true north is like basically technically a 505 I like a little bit better on vintage, but 501 extensively, where I like a little bit higher of a rise. I know I need that because I have a longer torso and I need to balance out kind of my proportions, which is, everyone does that in different ways. Mm-hmm. That's the first step. And I don't want something slim. That's not, I don't think that's super flattering on at least my body shape, but there's definitely people that pull it off and I'm like, that looks cool.
Yeah.
But I just like a straight leg for the most part. That's my true north.
Yeah.
And then I'll deviate a little bit here and there, you know what I'm saying? And I think that's really helpful if you know where, if you know, like, for sure, I've got a classic type of pant that works great on me, then deviate 20% from that. You know what I mean? Then find something like for example, the Orslo, I forget which one it is, but like the chino-y pant.
The vintage army trouser.
Yeah, that's a nice way to go. I'm a 501 person. I want to try something wider.
Mm-hmm.
Technically, military chinos are a little bit wider, so it still feels very iconic and very down the middle to a certain degree. Mm-hmm. It doesn't. You're never going to look off. And
real quick,
like that.
In regards to that, that silhouette is, in my head, what I've equated to the exact pant the fella is wearing in Perfect Days. Just
sure.
If somebody has seen that movie and is trying to connect, that's the silhouette we're talking about.
Yeah. So it's like, it's not super baggy, it's not super this, it's not, it's kind of right down the middle, and you're able to like, okay, that's my deviation of 20%. Then see how often you're really wearing that. If you're like, oh, I really love this, I'm gravitating towards it a lot, then you can start, then experiment another 20%. You know what I'm saying? Like, so you like ease into trends to see if they're for, I think dipping a toe is perfectly fine rather than going like, that's me, I'm all in. You know what I mean? Because I think that that's where people end up buying things and then selling them off really fast and then having an identity crisis, like we all do. But like,
oh, I've done it many times.
So I think that's like there's like a little bit of a trick with, you have to kind of trick your brain into like easing it. And now, like, even as I went like super wide with things, like, and I liked it. It's cool. I like to participate in trends. I'm not above that. I think some people really try to deviate of that. I'm like, why? It's fun. You know what I mean? That's, clothes are fun. They're supposed to be fun. And like participating in different things is the exciting part about changing things up for yourself, or just like what your opinion are of things. And if you want to also, like you said, you want to kind of like self-actualize inside of clothing a little bit, you got to like try a bunch of new stuff to figure out what do I like, because how do I know if I've never tried something? I think that I've like course corrected back to like, now my true north is still like a straight leg, and I've got this 20% leeway I have for for something that's a little drapier. You know what I mean?
Those Le Maire pants, the seersucker ones.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, because
middle ground,
kind of right in between.
Wide, but they're still very much so a normal pant.
Totally. And I think that, or like the one I'm wearing, like a pair of the Non-Amico, they call them wide trousers. They're not.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
They're not super wide. And what I think that my balancing act is with something heavier in material, I don't like it wider. For me personally, I don't like when the material is a little bit heavier and then baggy, because I feel like it's just, I feel too weighted. Mm-hmm. And I just, you know what I mean? It's not what I naturally gravitate towards. So when I want a little bit wider, I go flowier.
Yeah.
When I want back to my true north, I just go back to like denim, straight leg denim. And that's perfect for me. And then I've also had to decide too, in the same way, like kind of reverse experimentation of going, okay, so that means I have some wider jackets and some wider fits that I purchased to accommodate this wider silhouette I was gravitating towards. And those now I had to adjust. I had to be like, now I got too much wide stuff and I'm kind of going back to my normal routine.
Just back
routine.
To a more... Standard. So I think something that you've landed on is like the 101 from Orslo. You got those in denim.
Perfect.
I think that's a perfect,
because that's denim, but it's drapey.
Yes.
It did both.
It
things,
does both.
You know
them.
What
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
It's like you have to like, it's not rules. It's like creating these things of like, that's the thing that's bothering me about this as I try things.
Yeah.
And I think we've touched on this, but like, you have to just let yourself off the hook and try things. And some things are going to be like, I loved that for like a few months. And then for some reason, it just wasn't, I stopped going back to it. Anytime I stop going back to something, I know I've made a mistake. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Cause I did that a couple, I was really leaning into like more like synthetic fabrics and stuff. Cause I had the aversion to wool. So I was like, I need more like, not techie, but you know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. And I got a gang of stuff that I was excited about and I wore for like a couple months and I was really happy with it. And then suddenly I stopped it wasn't what I was choosing to wear on the weekends. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I was like, I can only do this if I like dress it up a certain way. And I'm like, mm-hmm. see, now mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm now taking what I'm not doing what I like. I'm doing what I think this perception I've made.
Yeah, I agree.
You know what I mean? So I know all this is maybe too, we're not answering the question directly, but I think that that is the answer is that it's not about like, I don't think
there's no formula.
I think it's pretty rare when things just straight up look bad on somebody, especially if you're listening to this podcast and you've gotten this far down the road. I don't think anything looks awful on you is the reality. It's the confidence you have in wearing it and then how many wears you actually put into it. Because I think stuff only really starts to look good after you've put 15 wears into it. You know what I mean?
Oh,
and it starts to become
agree.
Yours and you've adjusted, you know, I wear a belt with this or I do this with that or, you know, I cuff this jean or whatever it is. And, that's I think the issue people have is like when you get a piece that's so outside of your realm that you're just not putting the wear into it to make it your own, you're changing your or you love it but you're changing your entire identity to fit that one thing. That's where the trouble happens. That's why I think that's when people start to look it looks off, you know what I mean, because it's like, oh man, I'm not sure what you were going for here. It's I really think that at the end of the day what looks good is when you feel confident in things. Like that's
absolutely,
really what
dude.
Looks good. And if you don't, and you have to like test more of your like gut with this kind of thing when you're going down this road.
Yeah.
But I would say the couple of things I do see now and then with wide pants that I think you can accommodate is figure out where you want the break to end because that will inform the type of wide pant you buy. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't like, I can't do personally, I don't, which is, this is a little like maybe antithetical to the rules, but I don't like stacking in my pants at all. I don't know. It's more of like a tidiness thing for me. And I just don't think I'm pulling it off when I'm trying to look that kind of slouchy and cool. There's, again, plenty of people that I see do it and I'm like, looks fucking great.
I completely agree
this
with
is a
you.
Me
for,
thing.
For me personally, yeah. I completely agree with you. Because I will see people who get a pair of fatigues. They fall all the way down, and like I see this a lot in like Japanese lookbooks and shit. You know what I mean? Or Korean lookbooks. A lot of the brands we deal with when they're pushed,
fits, yeah.
It's they're running it all the way down to the ground. The pants are maybe sitting lower, so it's a high rise pant that isn't necessarily hiked up to the belly button, or you know, they're sitting lower on the hips, and they're falling all the way down. They got a cool Vans type silhouette shoe or a Birkenstock, and I think that looks so cool on people. Mm-hmm. But when I put it on. I'm with you. I either cuff to fall right on top of the shoe or slightly above. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I would love to be pant to the ground guy. It's just not my thing. And it's just
and that's okay. You're just like, and I've tried it, and it's just like, it's just not, as that one's not landing for me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I feel a little uncomfortable. That's where you got to know. Like, once you start feeling, I don't know, this is where it gets so tricky because I think it's important to kind of push your boundaries a little bit so you can learn about things. And what you like and what your style is without going like, oh, I feel like all I'm thinking about is being in these pants. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You
mm-hmm.
and I have both throughout the years absolutely had pieces where I could tell that you're like, oh, you're thinking about it too much. You know what I mean? Or I'm thinking about, I do that all the time where I'm thinking about this
way more
than I should be.
Yeah.
And like I said, those are the pieces you buy, you try a few times, and then you kind of like, I don't go back to it that often. I'm just, you know what I mean? I'm not excited to wear it.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And, but to reverse, I think that there are a few rules I think I could put into places. Figure out where you want the pant to end because that'll inform the overall fit.
Yeah.
Obviously, if you want to wear it cropped, I think any sort of drop crotch, expanded climbing pant style thing, that can look – that's a tough look because
if
you
crop it and it's –
Because it's hanging low.
It makes your legs look
– really small.
A third –
yeah.
Less long.
So you really got to – if you're going to do it, you really have to adjust proportions to make it – fit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So like that's where I'd start there. It's like knowing where you're comfortable with your pants ending and do a little experimentation there and figure that out, then sort of back it up from there. I would say that having a high rise but knowing you don't need to pull it up to your belly button, because a lot of wider leg pant is going to have a higher rise,
mm-hmm.
you knowing you don't have to hike it up to your belly button, but also if you wear it super low, it's going to be you're going to have no butt,
shorten your,
you know what I mean? So if you've got a little tuchus on you and you're trying to wear the pant, a big pant, especially a flowy one, low, that gives a very strange proportion on the backside.
Yeah.
So you have to adjust for that. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, you just kind of have to, you have to know yourself a little bit and then mm-hmm. make adjustments from there. For example, I really liked when, this was a bit of a trend, and I don't wear it as often now, but when the giant Chino from J. Crew came out. It's like, oh, this is a really like easy, like low cost way to get into it. It's very straightforward too, yeah. which I think was helpful because at the time, a lot of like the wider legged pants were like cargos and crazy materials and mm-hmm. all that stuff. And it was hard to like get in because like that's not really, that's too many things for me mm-hmm. personally. And that one I really liked because it had the high rise, had a little bit of a crop, nothing crazy. And then it had a true wide legged fit. And it like, it touched on a lot of things without, you know what I mean? It wasn't complicated to wear, yeah. to actually like work into your yeah. wardrobe. So things like that can be a good starting point too, to get yourself comfortable in it, where you're just kind of going for a pretty straightforward look, mm-hmm. Not trying to overcomplicate with fabric and pocketing and things like yeah. that. But the rise is really important there, I guess, is like where you're going to have it sit on your hips 100%. Also really affects.
I would say that's probably fit. Outside of the shoe pant interaction, that is the biggest thing for me, is the rise and just being like, all right, if I'm going to wear, like, for instance, the whole time we've been talking about this, I think those North Face Purple Label pants that I got, mm-hmm. they're the roomiest pant I have by far. And I think that's what I'm going to wear to travel in because of how roomy and comfortable mm-hmm. and flowy they are. But I can wear them with a small percentage of my jackets/tops. It's just there's some things it doesn't work for. They're a really flowy, soft pant, so I can't wear a jacket that has too much structure. In my head, yeah, this is how I'm processing it. You know what I mean? But it needs to have a certain amount of length and volume to also work. You know what I mean? So
I think the other thing that you can kind of be aware of is that if you're going for that wide fit and you like a cropped look on top, remember the balance rule, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Because it can get really off balance quick if you have this sort of like, especially if you have a smaller waist and you're wearing like a wider pant and then it kind of like comes to the top and then you got a real thing that's ending like, you know, right below the belly yeah. button. Because now you're creating this sort of like, like kind of extreme hourglass figure that's a little odd on yeah, some people. Yeah. Not saying it can't be done. I've seen it done.
Yeah.
But you kind of want to be mindful of like lengths on everything. Mm-hmm. So again, it's just a balance. Just think of like, you know, trying to keep sort of a rectangle shape no matter how wide the rectangle is.
Yeah.
You want to keep it as a rectangle. So you don't end
up... I love that. You conceptualized it that way, but that's absolutely how I don't want it to be too much of an upside down triangle or a
yep.
right, neither or. I just want mm-hmm. it to be more so optically a straight line from the shoulders down. That's well, how I, that's
yeah, it. And then just kind of use your rule of thirds from there to keep everything sort of like in balance, yeah. you know what I'm saying? So that like, you know, the rectangle can be as thin as you need it to be or as wide as you need it to be, but just make sure it's still maintaining a rectangle
yeah,
shape.
Yeah, yeah, I'm with that. I like
to,
that.
As opposed to, you know, so you can go all skinny, but that's what I'm saying. As soon as you go like you know, super wide crop jacket and a skinny pant, you get that sort of more upside down triangle mm-hmm, thing, mm-hmm. or you go super wide and super tall. And again, in all of these extremes, I don't believe anything in fashion is off limits. I think all these can be done by the right people with the right confidence, with the right
confidence
idea.
Confidence is the key. Yeah.
You can get it done. I mean, a lot of, we just talked about it. I think there is a way, there are guys that I see in that like super tight top and low bottom. I think that that's where I, when we're getting this question, I think that's where it's coming from because people are seeing, you know, some super skinny kid that's really into like old Comme des Garçons and has like, you know, the really tight top, wide bottoms and like a chunky shoe. And you're like, I cannot do that. I can't do the whole wide leg thing. You know mm-hmm, what I mean? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But like, that's an extreme because that person is trying to capitalize on a trend. Yeah. They feel very comfortable and confident. This tends to be younger people, I would say, because you can kind of get away with an extreme silhouette because you're not having to be at a lot of different places where you have to ride yeah. the line a little bit.
Yeah.
And I think that's awesome. I think everyone should do that. And I think that experimental phase in your 20s is the time to like try a bunch of stuff so that yeah. you can start figuring what you're into. That being said, I understand why people would see it and be like, that's extreme. I can't do it. And you're like, that's someone that can do that and you're not there yet. And that's mm-hmm. okay. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? And mm-hmm. maybe you'll never get there. Or maybe why would you want to get there at this? You know what I mean? So mm-hmm. it's mm-hmm.
all good.
These are all like a lot of personal decisions at the end of the day. I think that all I was hoping to do is like maybe shed some light on like the guidelines you know, learning I've done or the guidelines I think would help yeah. make that decision yeah. a little more easily.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I think everything else outside of like what we said is just like light experimentation as you go to figure out
yeah.
how things are feeling. Just remember, you don't want to feel uncomfortable in your clothes and you don't want it to be a pariah in your closet that it's like, I can only yeah. wear that if I put all this other stuff together in one certain way. Because now, hey, look, if you got a boatload of cash and you just want to have like outfits, you know what I mean? That you do this, you repeat outfits, great. You know what I'm saying? Cause you have a ton. Cool. That's great for you. You know what I mean? That's yeah. cool. That's a way to do it. So that, you know, like all that goes together, but mm-hmm. I don't wear that with anything mm-hmm. else. But I think in most cases, a lot of people are trying to get I don't want to say bang for your buck, but you want to have a versatile closet. And in that case, I think it's going to be very hard to like live in the extremes. But just depends on what you're doing, how you're playing it, and what your style is. You know?
Yeah.
So I think that answers that.
I think
that
so too. Yeah.
If anyone has, especially when we start to do this kind of like topic, if you have questions, like send them. I mean, yeah, I think you can do that. You can get a hold. We've gone through this. Yeah, you can get a hold of us in any.
And you do.
And you do. So if you have like pushback or questions on like, or you want some clarification, like, oh, I like that idea, but maybe I'm not understanding. We're here to help. I mean, this is what we do for a living. So I'd be happy to like clarify in any way I can to help people get themselves out of the box without throwing a wrench into the whole thing.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think that does that. And also too, if you have any other ideas of like, in that category too. Remember from the episodes before, listener calls, keep calling in. Chase has told you where to do that at. So we can keep that going if you like it.
Replug it today actually.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. The Why You Look Bad In It series is just like anything where, you know, there's like a trend or something that's going on that I think a lot of people like struggle with. We just want to have more categories in that. We have some ideas of, you know, regular questions we get, so we've got plenty. But if you guys have stuff you want us to cover, of just like, oh, I just feel like I look bad in X, like we'll address it. We'll see if we can get you there or can't, but like I'm happy to talk it out. So that'll be kind of a reoccurring one we try to hit on, you know, maybe once a month or something like that. Mm-hmm. Once a quarter. Okay. Final thing. What's the delivery update looking like? How are we looking?
Just checked before we hopped into this. Unfortunately, Orslo is not going to land today, but at the time of this podcast airing, it had landed yesterday. So we have the remainder of spring, summer 24 Orslo seasonal. There's a couple of core products restocking, maybe some of the slim fit fatigues. I'm not 100% sure, but mostly it's seasonal. So we have the lightweight olive, lightweight herringbone fatigues that are new this season.
And guys, these are really good. They're going to sell out immediately. They're like super lightweight, flowy, the good wash on them.
Yeah.
They're
and their herringbone, fatigues, herringbone, you know what I mean? What's not to love. Yeah.
Yeah. They're going to go fast. And we ordered a lot, but they're going to go fast.
Yeah. So we got those.
Some of those distressed sweatshirts that they did are really cool.
Summer weight crew necks that are take Orslo's interpretation of like how Visvim. They're similar in nature to like how Viz
kind of
like
the would. Crash stuff.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So think Orslo version of that, crew neck sweatshirts. We've got type twos, and I think maybe type threes coming, maybe some chore coats as well.
I know there's some jackets left in there. There's like a couple of the like summer shirts, you know what I mean? The patterns and stuff like that. Yep. So those are cool.
Yeah. So a lot of good stuff
next week too, I believe.
Yep. Rototo.
We'll see how quickly we can get things moving, but that's the bunch of really great socks. So
I would assume by end of the week at the latest. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. We haven't looked, but we can.
That's all written and it'll get received and should be up there here soon. Personally stoked for Rototo.
We've still got some solid deliveries. I'm not sure what's the order of operations at this point, but we should have like an update probably sometime next week too. So, or if not, because of the podcast and when it comes out, you guys all talk to us in Discord. You'll see it.
Yeah, you'll see.
Yeah.
So we got a lot of stuff inbound. That's going to be dope.
Okay. So, I mean, I think we're cooking. I think we're ready, almost ready for Japan. We've got good stuff going on while we're away. And just so you, if anyone's concerned or whatever, like everything will still be business as usual
still
here.
Running,
so, yeah. So
if you shout out our amazing employees and coworkers. They're not my employees. They're your employees. They're my coworkers. Love them.
They're all
They're going to do a good job. Colleagues.
Yeah.
Colleague?
Yeah. So, business as usual with everything else. Things keep moving, man. So,
yeah.
Okay, well, I think that we are going to get off this and try to arrange our Japan schedule.
Yeah,
and
let's
then
do a little
we'll
itinerary.
Keep you posted as we go through the week. Ooh, really good guest next week too.
Yeah, let's just take a second. We had Timothy and I. There's a fellow we've been trying to get in touch with now. Outside of he's number two, right behind Tim Robinson in terms of he's our exact style of comedy.
Yeah,
like so. I don't want to spoil it or give too much away, but it's somebody that we've been interested to have since we started the podcast.
Uh-huh.
I think. He was putting out videos that kind of struck a chord with us right around the time of the inception of when we actually put the podcast out.
Yeah,
we're like,
yeah,
we got to have him, got to have him. So it finally came to fruition. Really stoked. I think the conversation was awesome. It felt very comfortable. Just really stoked. That's coming out in 2 days at the time of this airing.
Yeah. So you'll get this one, you'll get that one. So we got it's all cooking for you.
Yep.
Yep. All right. Well, we're going to jump off and get to it. But we will see you in Japan.
See you soon. Peace.